It's hard to watch the whole wide world owes the U.S. blind allegiance crowd at work. Whether it's journalist Ann Coulter talking about the need to subjugate the Islamic world and then convert their peoples to Christianity, or whether it's Pat Buchanan pining for the old days of Western superiority and, most importantly, the continued population growth among Westerners, it's just hard to stomach sometimes. Recently, Fox News' Bill O'Reilly looked shocked. Shocked, I tell you, when a Saudi diplomat informed him that the majority of U.S. foreign aid is military aid. President Bush is now famous for the moralistic and holy roller language he's used to describe our freedom-loving and civil allies, and the evil ones, those who would seek to destroy our way of life all around the world. So why aren't they buying into this? Well, here's a quick rundown of some top reasons why people might not be so accepting of our version of world history. For starters, there was the 1975 Indonesian invasion of East Timor, armed and enabled entirely by us, which resulted in the death of over 100,000 indigenous Timorese. And by the way, the whole thing was timed to take place hours after President Ford and Secretary of State Henry Kissinger departed Indonesia for other locales. In Guatemala, there was the 30-plus years of civil war fought against land reformers, priests, and labor rights activists that resulted in the death of over 200,000 Guatemalans. And in that sad situation, we not only provided arms to the bloodthirsty Guatemalan military, but we trained their officers at our infamous School of the Americas. And speaking of terrorism, in 1985, the Reagan administration had a bomb explode in front of a mosque in Beirut, timed to go off as everybody was leaving, which resulted in the deaths of innocent civilians. And did you know that last year, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, a man who has never met a talk show he didn't like, was being sought by foreign jurists for his role in the 1977 Chilean coup that he helped engineer? The date that coup took place? September 11, 1977. And then there's the big enchilada, the fact that the World Court ruled in 1986 that the U.S. had engaged in, quote, unlawful use of force, end quote, which is a legalistic way of saying that we committed acts of terrorism in our war in Nicaragua. Now, these acts weren't isolated incidences, no matter how much we'd like to believe otherwise. They're just pretty bad examples of what the rest of the world already knows. We have done some pretty heinous things worldwide, and people in Nigeria, in the Congo, in Chile, in Indonesia, and elsewhere haven't forgotten it. That's what the pundits and experts on TV mean when they talk about winning the hearts and minds of people worldwide. And that's why the Bush administration has hired on Charlotte Beers, public relations expert, to emphasize American values and achievements. And the effort has thus far been a failure. Journalist Naomi Klein puts it best when she writes that, quote, America's marketing of itself has been too effective. If they are angry, as millions clearly are, it's because they have seen those promises betrayed by U.S. policy. Despite President Bush's insistence that America's enemies resent its liberties, most critics of the U.S. don't actually object to America's stated values. Instead, they point to U.S. unilateralism in the face of international laws, widening wealth disparities, crackdowns on immigrants and human rights violations, most recently in Guantanamo Bay. The anger comes not only from the facts of each case, but also from a clear perception of false advertising. In other words, America's problem is not with its brands, which could scarcely be stronger, but with its product, end quote. Now, the experiences of people on the receiving end of policies like these won't be erased by slick advertising. Iranians remember, even if we don't, how the U.S. helped to overthrow their democratically elected leader Mossadegh, and how our government trained and funded their widely hated and feared secret police. Oh, and on top of all that, this week, the Pentagon leaked a report detailing how we're thinking about the nuclear option in the war on terror. The list of nations includes the unholy axis of evil, Libya, Syria, China, and Russia. I can only imagine that Vice President Dick Cheney's Mideast tour to drum up support for future actions must go something like this. Yeah, it's true we're thinking about annihilating your people with nuclear options. And, oh, by the way, what'd you think about an invasion of Iraq, resulting in a new regime to be decided by us? So listeners, if you needed to know just one thing about why millions are angry, yes, angry with us, it's not because of rock and roll music, McDonald's, or Western values of individualism. People all over the world are well-versed in our values, no matter what Charlotte Beers thinks. It's because our policies have left such an ugly footprint wherever we walk, and people just don't forget these things, especially when we've refused to acknowledge the fact that we've done anything wrong.